This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, good manner. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the good manner in Islam. When we talk about the good manner, obviously the first thing comes to our mind that we should speak lightly with the people, we should have a good manner in front of the people, we should behave ourselves when we are amongst the people. And this is generally what we see. But in Islam, it has a specific status. And when we look at it, it is against having irascibility. It is against having bad manners in front of people. It is against dealing people as they're nothing and we have all the respect. So it's against all those things. Therefore, when we talk about the good manner, it means to have kindness with the people, to have to behave goodly with the people. And this is what Islam says. And on the other hand, we see that even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, when Allah is praising His Prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Certainly, indeed, you are created on a khuluq al-azim, which is a good manner. It is the extreme good manner. So you are created on a good manner, on the basis of good manner. Therefore, he is the role model for us. Therefore, when in the Islamic lifestyle we talk about the good manner and we want to follow the Prophet as a role model, he is the best role model. Why? Because he taught us how to deal with the politics, with the non-believers. And this is what we need to observe in our life when we are dealing with different kinds of people in our life. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of good manner in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that the best role model is the Prophet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has created him as the role model for us. But in our daily life, when we believe in the Prophet, when we are the Muslims and we want to follow the Islamic lifestyle, we see that some of us are having irascibility in our life. Whenever we see something, for example, if there is a car accident, if there is someone who was walking and he slightly has touched us, or maybe someone has pushed us unintentionally, there wasn't any intention behind it, we suddenly become angry. And this is against the good manner, having a good manner. It is against the husn-e khulq, which is said in the Islamic terminology. Therefore, we need to see why such thing has happened. And on top of that, sometimes people, when they unintentionally do something, they apologize and we are not ready to accept their apology. Why? Because I think I'm someone who is superior, maybe I have arrogance in myself. And this arrogance that generally we have, this is something against having the good manner. It is opposing the good manner. Therefore, we need to get rid of the arrogance that we have in ourselves. We need to get rid of all those things that we think about ourselves, which makes us superior in our own eyes. The only thing is that we need to think about is God happy from us or not? Am I a good person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Am I superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Where Allah says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, that the one who is more God-weary is more nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to become muttaqi, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.